It seems viruses have a thing for ships. Passengers on luxurious ocean liners are often finding themselves caught up in mini epidemics. Just last week, the world's largest cruise ship was hit with a virus that infected 400 passengers. So, what makes these ships so germy? That's a question for the Explainer team at the online magazine Slate, and here with the answer is Slate's Andy Bowers.
It's the close quarters. The virus responsible for the two most recent outbreaks, a form of norovirus, starts out as a food or water contaminant but spreads rapidly from person to person. With so many people sharing cabins and bathrooms, infections are more likely. To make matters worse, cruise ships often make stops in countries with questionable food and water safety. Once an outbreak starts, crew members might serve as reservoirs for the virus. Ships also take on new passengers every week or two, which makes it easier for a single outbreak to extend across consecutive cruises. Strict government surveillance and reporting requirements that have been in place since the 1970s make sure that even the smallest outbreaks get noticed. Norovirus outbreaks have also been documented at sporting events. In 1998, both teams in a college football game got sick.
Andy Bowers is a senior editor with the online magazine Slate. That explainer was compiled by Daniel Engber.